North Carolina Republican legislative leaders continue to pass mini budgets as negotiations remain stagnant with Democratic Governor Roy Cooper over his veto of their full spending plan. Without a full budget, construction projects across the state are unfinished or unstarted. Here's a look at one such project.
Western Carolina University is heated by its steam plant, which was built almost 100 years ago. The university is currently waiting for $16.5 million in state funds to update it.
I don't think there's a substitute, you know, for coming and actually seeing some of the projects.
That's House Speaker Tim Moore. The Republican visited the plant with university administrators and local politicians last week. Moore is touring educational institutes across North Carolina to learn about construction projects that are on hold because of the budget. Moore is pushing for more funds for these projects.
This is now saying, in addition to all those things in that budget, we're going to spend money on these additional things at roughly another $400, maybe $500 million on top of what we've already spent.
Republicans are hoping by passing pieces known as mini budgets, they can move policy forward without a Senate override of the governor's veto of the budget. Democrats hope the Senate will hold the line.
It's teachers, it's state employees, it's even our retirees are treated twice as well in the governor's budget.
That's Western North Carolina Representative Joe Sam Queen, a Democrat. He says the additional spending that Moore is talking about is still less than the current amounts promised in Governor Cooper's budget. The headlining reason the governor vetoed the GOP budget was that it didn't expand Medicaid. But Queen says it isn't the only issue holding up negotiations.
It's more than one issue, but $8 billion wasted is one big enough to hold it up. I would hold it up on that one alone myself if I had the chance.
Western Carolina Chancellor Kelly Brown says Speaker Moore told her that there will be money for the school to provide raises for the first time in nearly 10 years.
My understanding was that they were creating a 2% pool that would be there for all faculty and staff. And so that will be very good that we'll be able to take that and move that forward to get it out there to those that deserve increases in salaries.
While the steam plant waits for funding, winter is on its way to Western Carolina. Brown says she isn't worried.
I feel very confident that we'll be able to get through the winter.
The House and Senate need to agree on when to adjourn the legislative session. The Senate wants to adjourn at the end of this month. This is Lily Knepp, BPR News.